5570.
The bodies of five Italian tourists who were killed this weekend in New York when their helicopter that they were flying around in touring the New York skyline collided with a plane are being sent home. Very, very sad story. Coming up, more on the state of the airline industry, that and the 47 people stuck on the tarmac in lockdown mode overnight. What a crazy story that is. We'll talk to DJ Frost and get his thoughts on that and a few other things as far as stress-free flying and whatnot, and some of the things that we've seen lately, like not buckling in and what happened on that flight from Rio to Houston and the people who were injured as a result when they hit a bumpy patch of air. But we start, as we have been for the last couple of weeks, on healthcare reform and the anger that we're seeing across America. And, you know, you can look at it this way. Elected officials want you to have healthcare reform, but just don't put them on it. So you have citizens that are confronting lawmakers, and I'm going to continue to say this. Whether people think that it's crazy and it's fringe and it's right-wing and it's unpatriotic and it's un-American, whatever words they want to use to describe it, I'm going to have to say I completely disagree, because bravo to anybody. Obama himself was smart enough to come out and disagree with Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer's editorial in the USA Today a couple days ago, and he was smart enough to come out and say people should voice their opinions. I mean, the problem is that there's not a lot of conversation, because what's happening is people are furious, and they should be, because if you look at the bill, I'll say it again, I'm dissecting it just like the rest of you are. And the problem is it is very unclear. There are a lot of things that are being said that simply are not true and clearly are not spelled out. Now, the bill that came out of committee is not the final bill, but it's pretty much some of the strokes, the broader strokes, of what is expected to be in health care reform. So you have people, I mean, emotions running so incredibly high. You have people that are going to these meetings and they're breaking down and crying. There was one woman that came out, I want to say it was in Maryland, who said, she stood before the microphone and said, I'm seriously affected by this, and I guarantee you I'll be one of the people that get thrown away, because people think they're going to get thrown away, and people are going to be advised as to whether they should die or not. Now, that is a little bit of a myth. What's being said is that there are going to be these conversations about where are you going to go if you have a certain illness, you reach a certain point. It's that end-of-life discussion. But putting it in print makes it pretty eerie. It's not the same thing as my 93-year-old grandfather telling the assisted living place where he is to post on the door a do-not-resuscitate order. That's a little bit different than sitting down and feeling like you have to have this conversation, because the bottom line is, and we know why it's there. I mean, let's be honest. Because the last 5 years of life, or life expectancy, is when the costs spiral higher and out of control. So if it is a government-run program, that's what they'll pay for. People who, it doesn't have to be, but people who are older, who have been very healthy maybe their whole entire life, but then they have to have a hip replacement, then they have to have some other work done, because things start to fall apart. It's the natural progression as you age. If you've been lucky enough to get to, you know, 80s, 90s, whatever it is. So that's the problem with that little nugget that is tucked into health care reform, or at least what's being pushed out there. It's not the final version, but that's one of the things that's being discussed about. Now, abortion is another one. So what is the position on taxpayer-funded abortions? So would that increase, you know, people are thinking, well, that means that increases more deaths, more preborn infants, right? By how many? Well, so does the government pay for the abortion? We keep getting asked this question because of reading what health care covers, but it's unclear. Under one of the versions, abortions would have to be available through at least one insurance plan, but the Democrats are saying the abortion would be paid for with the patient's premiums. That's what they're saying. Here's a big one for a lot of people listening, including myself. Illegal immigrants, illegal aliens, we keep hearing, are not going to be in the bill, period. They're not there. So then the question is, would millions of illegal immigrants be covered through the health care reform? It's unclear. That's what the answer is. Why? Because it doesn't state, or the bill states, that only individuals lawfully present in the United States can qualify, but Republicans say there's no verification to ensure that illegals don't apply. If one family member is eligible for health care, then every family member might be. So that's not true when they say, they, being the lawmakers, say illegal immigrants aren't covered. And here's the big one. One of the big ones for me. It's the cost issue. Because if you tell me, yes, we're going to have health care reform because premiums are out of control, people are being bankrupted by health care, it's ridiculous, it's going to get worse, your salary doesn't keep up with what you have to pay, I agree, there's things that should be rolled back. So the cost thing, I think, is a good idea to try to reform. But that's not what's going to happen here. So, you know, would health care reform pay for itself? That's what we all keep asking. And the answer to that is doubtful. Ask again. I could shake my eight ball, and that's what it would come up with. We keep hearing the costs are going to be covered through savings and being more efficient, but the Congressional Budget Office can't quantify any of those numbers. And the estimates from health care reform would increase the deficit by $239 billion over 10 years. So then the other thing that everybody keeps asking, and the thing that scares all of us, let's admit it, if you have health care, you know, are you willing to drop your, which is being said to Congress, are you willing to drop your special health care to be stuck with the one that we're all going to be stuck with? And so would members of Congress actually do that? So far, just 75 Republicans and no Democrats. No Democrats. You hear what I said? I'm going to say it again for yet another time. No Democrats have signed a pledge to participate in any government-run health care plan they pass. Yeah. I'll tell you what, I can't remember, definitely in my lifetime, I cannot remember anything like this, any issue that's had more people dragged to a boring town hall meeting ever. In my lifetime, ever. Yes, there have been controversial things that have been discussed and come up, but nothing like this, and nothing that has gotten people out of their seats, whether they're in a walker, or they can walk on their own, or they can get there with a bus of people, or however it is, and I don't care if it's in Maryland, I don't care if it's in Missouri, I don't care if it's in Pennsylvania, people are going out. Because they're furious and they don't understand why it is not spelled out clearly. It's going to be interesting times, my friends, in the fall, in the next couple of weeks for sure. Coming up next round the bend, we're going to speak to a special pilot that we've had on the show a couple of times, DJ Frost. Hang with us.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over you're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Said it a ton of times here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. We've talked about those helicopters that fly over Manhattan, and in particular over that area of the Hudson where the crash was over the weekend. I've taken the helicopter tours, and it's just incredible to be able to look down and see New York and all it has to offer from the airspace. But now we're wondering how dangerous it is. And as I said, there was one city council person in New York who described it as kind of like the Wild West, and there's no regulations, and that's part of the problem. Joining us now on the show, DJ Frost, one of our favorite pilots who's flown that area and internationally. Hey, DJ.
Good morning, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. What's the deal with that airspace? How dangerous is it?
Well, you know, first of all, okay, I just want to say I know a lot of people saw those pictures and might be feeling a little bit of stress about flying around the airspace. And I got a great stress relief technique, free recording at flystressfree.com to help anybody with any fears of flying. Well, you know, it has to be kept in perspective that this does not happen very often. It's generally, it works well. People are in communication. The pilots are doing their scene avoid with the visual flight rules. So it has to be kept in that light and looking at that not a lot of this is going wrong, that there's a lot of right things that are working within the VFR corridor, yet they're going to look at a lot of things that went wrong that day also, and there will be certain recommendations coming from the NTSB.
What do you think some of the recommendations would be if you had to take a guess at it?
Well, they could be looking at a certain collision avoidance systems that could be inside the airplane, utilized for looking at other traffic as they're approaching. They could look at closure rates, things like that. They could look at better training, possibly certain air traffic control procedures that would have some kind of certain radar down there to control it a little closer. So they have to balance that also with the cost and whether it's really necessary, whether this is just a pilot error accident or whether it was just one of those things. And I, you know, it's sad to say that. And what do you say to those families that perished then? So it's a very difficult situation to look at. Yet the freedom to fly in that area is part of what makes this country in the United States so great for pilots to be able to have that freedom to fly in that area.
Yeah, I agree. So in a way, I guess you don't want too much regulation because, boy, you'd be cutting off some beautiful stretch of the country.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's a lot of many, many pilots who fly on their own, who are private pilots, who are very, very competent, very cautious, and really look out. So it, a lot of things have to be taken into consideration. And it's really important that, you know, knee-jerk reactions aren't made and yet kept in perspective that, you know, we have a lot of auto accidents and in the country every week a lot of people perish in accidents. So we really have to look at it in the overall spectrum of things.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Hey, besides that happened, there was that crazy lockdown in Minnesota at the Rochester Airport. And now they're talking about the passenger bill of rights and all of that. You know, how crazy is that? And you can imagine the pilots and the crew were also involved. That had to be incredibly frustrating. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
No, I haven't been in a situation quite that long. I mean, I've been in some long lineups on runways and all. And when I've been in captain of an aircraft, I would always elect to go to the gate or find some way to take care of my passengers to get off the airplane. I was very shocked to find that, especially with the advancements in the passenger bill of rights. I just don't get it. I mean, why didn't somebody just at least call the director at the airport, make an emergency call, and take care of those poor people? They were just about kidnapped in that respect and held hostage. And I'm very disappointed in the reaction from Continental Airlines, Continental Express, and how they conducted that, sure.
Yeah, I was surprised by that, too, because you remember when it happened with the JetBlue thing? They handled it well after the people that were stuck. Of course, then it brought up the whole Bill of Rights, the passenger Bill of Rights and whatnot, which I think is a good thing. I mean, obviously, the airspace is more crowded. We know that. I think people do have patience, but they don't have patience for crazy, silly things like that. It made absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. Were they afraid that they said they couldn't find people on the ground and they would be breaking violations of the FAA. I don't see what the violations would be. I agree with you that it could be making a call.
Yeah. No, I don't understand it either. They said the TSA screeners had gone home, yet the people were getting off the plane. They don't need to be screened to get off the plane, yet they would probably be delayed if they tried to leave right away because they couldn't screen the people, yet that's what they had to do anyway. They still couldn't go anywhere for many hours because the crew also needed rest. So I really don't understand what they were thinking about at that point. It's sad because it was also human sanitation within the airplane too and basic needs that weren't even being met for human beings. That's not right either.
Yeah, no kidding. Then we had a couple of weeks ago that flight from that was going from Rio de Janeiro to Houston, and they had that weird thing with the clear, I forget what it was, the clear airspace or something, the swoosh that kind of sucked the plane in, and the people were jostled around, and some of them were actually injured. They hit the ceiling of the plane. It was crazy.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I did talk about this on my blog recently, and the people who got injured during that turbulence, and there's several updrafts and downdrafts, and it was very similar to like a wind shear. Of course, we're used to wind shear when it's close to the ground and it pushes an airplane down and there's an accident. This was almost like a wind shear up at a high altitude. And all the people that got injured have one thing in common. They didn't have their seatbelt on. So it's very important, even if people are laying in their seat and they have a blanket around them, that blanket is not going to protect them if the airplane hits some turbulence. Make sure the seatbelt is on. That's very important. People were thrown up into the air and hit the ceiling that were laying down in their seats. And that's a very, very important basic thing that people must know. Even if the seatbelt sign is off, keep that seatbelt on unless you got to get up, stretch your legs, and use the restroom.
Yeah, I think that it's this we see in the movies that everybody's roaming around with cocktails. And remember the old days
yeah.
when I was a little girl, I can remember being on a plane from Philadelphia to Los Angeles and people smoked. I mean, can you imagine now? Of course, you would immediately, when the plane landed, you'd be arrested, et cetera. But those days are gone. And, of course, it's as you said, it's for the safety of everyone. But I looked around, and even after that happened on a quick flight I had, a lot of people just don't do that. I don't know what it is. It's just like the cars. They just don't get that. As you said, you've got to put that seatbelt on. I think I was hoping that some people would be scared by, or not scared, but they would be sort of scared straight into to hearing about what happened on that flight, and more people would buckle up. I wonder if the flight attendants now are going to have to be like police officers, and they're going to have to go up and down and check the seatbelts more.
Yeah, and most of them do that, and some of them are very vigilant about checking and making sure people have their seatbelts on, especially with the blankets. That's the way they'll say, if you're going to have a blanket on you, have the seatbelt on the outside. And what's really interesting, there was a airline in China, they're thinking about trying to set up those little handles above and just have some people actually stand. I don't know if they're going to have seats in planes or what. I don't know. Maybe they just don't have turbulence in China, they figure. I don't know. Or maybe just have little sandals they can slide their feet in that are attached to the floor. I'm not sure what's going on with that airline.
Yeah, no kidding. Standing room only. Can you? We'd never see that in the United States, right?
No, not at all. Not at all.
No way. Hey, more people are starting to be interested in aviation and getting their own pilot's license. How hard or easy is that to do? When you're doing the hamburger runs, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, aviation is a great thing for people to participate in. There's a lot of airports now that have free demo days, and because it's something that is really fun and very interesting for people to experience, especially the young people around that are very interested in that. I've always enjoyed flying myself. It's just a great passion of mine that I've had since I was a little kid. I used to build Lego airports, and I've always enjoyed flying it. And yet I like to see the safety enhancements come along. And it is. It's always disturbing when I do see things happen. Yet I know there's ways, things that can be improved, and they've been improved so much over the years. It's a lot of fun, and it's still a great passion for many, many people.
Yeah, no kidding. And so, again, if everybody wants to go to your website, where do they go to get those tips on flying stress-free?
Go to flystressfree.com, flystressfree.com. I got some great tips for stress-free flying. I even have a free hypnosis download, because besides being an international pilot, I'm also a certified hypnotist, and I help people with fear of flying.
Awesome. Always a pleasure to talk to you, DJ. Thanks. We appreciate your insights.
You're welcome, Kate, anytime you need me.
All right, so you heard his website. You can go there. I know a lot of people, actually, that are not full-on shaking when they sit down in their seats, but they are definitely a little bit afraid of flying. So I've gone to the site. There are some good tips there. Read them. There's things you can do before you get on the plane so you don't have to be freaked out. All right, so we're going to take you around the globe. We have odds and ends coming up next on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
We're going to hit up odds and ends and get you caught up on everything that's going on. But plus, we've got a dungeon move to make as well before we get to the stretch drive part of this hour, at least on America Tonight. It's interesting what DJ said. As soon as that left his lips, the website, I just got two emails, one from Steven and one from Jake, and both of them say, wow, awesome. I think I'm going to download that hypnotist thing. So, yeah, I didn't even know that. Who knew he was a hypnotist, too? Makes sense. If you're hypnotized, what are you thinking about when you're on the plane? I don't know. I've always wondered if I could be hypnotized. Have you ever been hypnotized, Donovan? Has anyone ever done that to you?
Yeah, that actually happened to me in the course of a psychology class.
Really? And it worked. How did they do it?
Well, hypnotism, at least in a clinical sense, is all about reducing inhibitions and increasing concentration. This was basically verbal hypnosis. So it's just someone talking in a calm, clear voice, usually with a lot of repetition.
Wow, and it worked for you? Because some people say they have a hard time going under, that they can't do that. They can't get hypnotized, whether it's from the voice or something else.
Right, and some people are more susceptible to hypnosis than others. One of the things is if you've, you know, got reservations against the process that makes the process harder. You really do have to kind of voluntarily go along with it.
Yeah. But anyway, fascinating that that's one of the things that you can do. They say you can do that for weight loss, too, but obviously for stress if you have that fear of flying thing, too. So go check out his website if you're one of those people, flystressfree.com. Sadly, whenever we have DJ on, it's always about some tragedy in the air. And, of course, it was about the tragedy mainly, what happened above the Hudson. Sad story, too. The pilot was a young guy, not even 30 years old. He was engaged. Oh, it's always those after stories. Here's the backstory on the other people involved in that flight. Hey, quickly, a rundown of who's coming up on America Tonight. Jeff Atticott's coming up next week, terrorism expert, to talk about Afghanistan and what the end game should be and what's going on there and all that sort of stuff. Also, Ronald Lewis, he's got an awesome book called Stick It to the Man. And if I just said to you, hey, we're having a guy on that wrote a book called Stick It to the Man, what would you think it's about? The Federal Reserve. Do we really need the Federal Reserve? Which, by the way, the Federal Reserve said things are looking better today, that we're having a bounce back in the economy anyway. And, of course, in our next show, Sarah McDonald, filmmaker, will join us. And on Sunday night show, as much as I'm not into the reality television show stuff, Addicted to Beauty is a show that just started that a lot of people are hooked into. And it makes sense because in this country we are addicted to beauty. There's no doubt that's why the magazines, the People magazines, the celebrities, they're so hot right now. There's all of those kinds of shows. So it'll be interesting to get that perspective, and that's on Sunday. In the meantime, as I said, this is the O&E segment for this hour, and a couple of things that you might have missed on the day that's going on around the world and around the country. One, I mentioned at the top of the hour, the feds are going to tour this possible Gitmo prison replacement in Michigan. And, of course, the people in Michigan feel just like the people in Kansas near Fort Leavenworth. They're not too excited about it. And this is a place that doesn't have a lot of people around it either. Standish, Michigan is where they're going to go to. And this will happen tomorrow. They're looking at a state prison that could be used for the suspects, right? They're going to look at the space at the facility. They're going to look at a couple of the possibilities as far as the security is concerned. And there's been no decision yet about where to relocate the detainees, right? It's just that the heavy push is either for Michigan or for Fort Leavenworth. Now, Standish, if you don't know, is one of those supermax places, right? And it's supposed to be closed. So a lot of people, local officials will call them, meaning the city council, the mayor, et cetera, would love to see the prisoners brought there as a way to keep the prison open. That would mean there were jobs there, and it's a place where you've got 20% unemployment. So while there are still people that are kind of freaked about it, there are definitely people who are for it because they might be able to get a job at the prison. Different in Kansas. In Kansas, there was massive blowback in Leavenworth. That there were so many people that, I mean, absolutely don't want to see this happen. I mean, the community there spoke pretty loud. Republican Senator Sam Brownback and some others are opposing it. They just absolutely do not want to have those Gitmo guys there. So you got 229 terrorist suspects who are probably coming to the United States, and it's just a question of, like I said at the top, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, which is the best. Maybe Michigan, because there's not as much opposition. There's some opposition, but not quite as much as there is in Kansas. All right, this was a shocker that came out today, and this fits into odds and ends. It's about Sarah Palin. CNN did a poll on Palin and her popularity, and apparently her popularity is dipping. And here's what the numbers say anyway for what the polls are worth. 39% of people question in the CNN Opinion Research Corp survey. They do them periodically in all kinds of politics, people, etc. They released it just today, and 39% of those questioned have a favorable opinion of the former governor, 39%. But that's dropped down significantly, 7 from a poll they did in May, and also 9 points lower than the 48% that initially she got, 43%. viewed Palin negatively, if you remember, back in May. So, and the thing that's interesting is most of the change, according to this poll, and like I always say, you can manipulate polls however you want to, but most of the change, which makes it worth mentioning even on the airwaves, is that Republicans and conservatives, some of them, have soured on Palin. You know, she resigned as governor a year and a half before her first term was up, and she's talked about making bigger contributions to the conservative cause and nothing specific, and a lot of people still speculating whether or not she would make a bid for the 2012 GOP presidential nomination. So if that is the case, then she wants to keep a favorable number. So I'm wondering if people listening to me, listening to America Tonight, have soured on Sarah Palin, or is this just blowback, more of that from resigning as governor? You can always chime in on any of this stuff. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Here we go again. A pirate, the pirate fears are up again because a cargo ship has now vanished off of England's coast. So this, what was happening here is there's an international search underway, right? And it's this Russian crude Arctic Sea. They got 6,500 ton cargo of timber from Finland to Algeria. They last heard from the guys on the ship, the captain, on the 31st of July, and they were speaking, with crew members there were speaking Swedish police. About 8 to 12 masked people posing as drug enforcement officers apparently jumped on the board, bound and beat the crew in the waters off of Sweden, and the Arctic Sea, of course, sails under a Maltese flag, if you've heard anything about this. But this is 2 weeks. 2 weeks, and it is gone. So today, Russia said that Navy vessels are authorized to use force, any force. In fact, that's what they were quoted as saying when they're searching for this ship. But nothing. I mean, it's like evaporated. So however these pirates jump aboard, which is what the fear is, I mean, this spells serious trouble. Where have they taken this ship that it's just completely vanished? I mean, they're even using space-based detection systems, and they're not coming up with anything, and they're pretty good. I mean, they are coming up with nothing. Now, of course, once again, that the ship was headed, had gone through, rather, the Strait of Gibraltar and into the Atlantic. So, yeah, the Russian president, Dmitry Medvedev, who's saying, take all necessary measures to locate, monitor, and if necessary, to free the missing vessel. So in other words, he's saying, open fire, baby. If these pirates, if you see these pirates, just blow them to bits. Whoa. How about that? And the trouble started really 3 weeks ago. So this has been an ongoing thing. We already know the piracy is in the upswing off of Somalia, and they think that there's going to be even more. Pirates just recently freed an Italian ship after 4 months. I mean, what a gig they have. We still come back to the same thing. I talked about it for weeks when we were talking about the Marzak, Alabama, and the captain and what happened on that boat. And it brought attention to the Somalian pirate problems. Now here we go again. Same thing, different ship. And this was one for the books, talking about population. The world population is projected to reach, ready for this? We almost need a drum roll for this, 7 billion in 2011. Yeah. How about that? Most of the development, I know you're not shocked by this, of course, is coming in the developing and poorest nations, obviously. 97% of global growth over the next 40 years is going to happen in Asia, Africa, Latin America, and the Caribbean. All of this information is from the Population Reference Bureau's 2009 World Population Data Sheet. So the bulk of the young people, too, the 1.2 billion, almost 90% are in those developing countries. Thus, the problems, when we talk about the Taliban polluting some of the younger minds, Al-Qaeda, etc., that's what you worry about. Some of the African countries, etc. I mean, where is the United States in this? Wow. I'll tell you that next. Hang with us.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
A couple of headlines that might have got lost in the sauce before we get to this day in history, birthdays, and news you can abuse. Did you know foreclosures were on the rise, 7% in July from June, in fact? Boy, what a sad situation for a lot of people who finally have exhausted all of the possibilities and find themselves put in the position of having to flee their house. I've seen a lot of foreclosures still in and around even the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We've seen Florida's been hit by hard by that. California's been hit hard. But across the board in the U.S., the number of households, as I said, on the verge of losing their house rose 7%. So foreclosure filings, FYI, up 32% from the same month last year. I don't think this is a surprise because this is due to all the things that we've been seeing now for the past year and a half. Supposedly, this is going to get better. You know, there is a right now, if you're a first-time home buyer, you get that $8,000 credit. They're talking about making that $15,000. And the highest foreclosure rate is California, Arizona, Florida, Utah, in that order. Rounding out the top 10, Idaho, Georgia, Illinois, Colorado, and Oregon. And Las Vegas had the highest rate. So many people went in to buy in Vegas, and they have just been slammed. Stockton, as we know, we've seen a 60 Minutes report on that. Modesto, completely awful, decimated those towns with foreclosure. Well, foreclosures, rather. The Treasury Department said last week, remember, that banks have extended only $400,000 offers to 2.7 million eligible borrowers who are more than 2 months behind on their payments. It's just crazy that the loans are in distress. I mean, it's, and I think that the other shoe will drop. People don't realize that there are more people underwater than they actually think or that they've heard of. Also, in Taiwan, we've talked about this a little bit, hundreds of people who had to leave their homes really minutes before the floodwaters smashed into an embankment that burst open, and they were, many of them were airlifted from the villages. Now, with the mudslides and everything else, there's still kind of a race to save some of those people. It's just amazing the damage that was done there. We certainly have seen Mother Nature rear her ugly head in other places before, and they were slammed big time. Also, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, the nation's top car sales guy, has cited the Obama administration's best-selling list of mostly smaller fuel-saving cars like the Ford Focus to describe the success of the Cash for Clunkers rebate program. And I guess it's actually slowed down. Now, in the last week or so, the whole Cash for Clunkers furor has kind of died out. Not that people aren't trying to do that, but a lot of the cars, isn't this funny reversal, a lot of the cars are actually off the lot. Time for news that you can abuse, which means upside down, crazy, all around things. How about this one? A company solution to letting your office mates know that you don't want to be bothered. You know, when you work in one of those cube situations and people come over and they talk your ear off, but you're in the middle of a phone call, a sales call, whatever. There's a thing called the Cube Guard. I don't know if I could have only invented that and pushed it on Home Shopping Network. The Cube Guard is a retractable banner about 2.5 inches wide. Check this out. Messages come up and it says, I think this is hilarious, please don't disturb, out to lunch. Or you can even make up your own message like, get out, please, I hate you all, whatever you want to put up there. And so the guy who invented it says that the keep out messages are softened with smiley faces on the banners, and a standard Cube Guard kit is about $20. And the custom messages go for $30. I wonder how many people will buy into that. I don't know. Donovan, would you get a Cube Guard if you worked in a cube? Would you get one of those Cube Guards?
Yes. Yes, I think I would. But, you know, if I wound up having to work in a cube, and it's been my life's ambition to avoid working into working inside a cubicle, I think I would do desperately anything I could to liven the place up a little bit.
Right, and so of course that would get tongues wagging if you did that. My experience is, and I'm like you, I don't like to work in cubes. When I was a sports director somewhere, and I had a big cube, and I just gave it to my guys because I didn't even want it. I just said, hey, you guys, you have to do sports reports in the afternoon. You guys can have it, and I just used it. I'd come in and sit at one of the desks because really everybody just came into the cube anyway, so there was really no privacy. And that's that the whole thing. You know, the Dilbert cartoon is all about the cubicle farms and everything. I think it's kind of clever. I mean, good for them that they came up with it. Anything that's in the $20 category, usually you have a better chance at selling it. So when you get, or 30, you get past that, you're going to have a tougher time. This from Salem, Oregon. It's not quite being caught red-handed, they say, but the cops are talking about a burglary suspect who was caught wearing the victim's underwear. Boy, we've heard stories like this before. The deputies in Marion County, Oregon, report responding to a call for help from a woman who said her boyfriend was holding a crook in her garage. Deputies say they found Randall Geisbers wearing nothing but women's underwear. They also added that a search of the garage revealed garbage bags filled with women's clothing, including underthings. He now faces a number of charges, including burglary and theft. Ugh, what a nutball. That had to be odd, too, the boyfriend holding the crook. Don't come near me. Stay in your panties. Don't come near me. I mean, oh, And they're just, of course, having a good old time talking about it in the police department. I don't blame them. Aspen, Colorado. Mark Goodman says a small bear wandered into the store that he works in Aspen. Just walked through an open door, went down the aisle at the Mark Richards Fine Outerwear store. He says the bear left without hurting anyone. And there have been lots of bear sightings in Aspen. Police say 26 bear calls happened between Thursday and Sunday alone of last week. Wow. But wouldn't that be weird? You're standing there in the store and all of a sudden, doo-doo, hey, there's a bear. Yeah. Columbus, Ohio. Ophelia is a runaway tortoise, but found her way back home. Ophelia tunneled under a fence in Columbus in a backyard and escaped. The owners had plastered their neighborhood with more than 100 missing tortoise signs. Ophelia hit the road last week and managed to get nearly about a mile away from home. Then finally, somebody actually recognized the tortoise and called because they happened to see the missing sign that was up. And they got a reward of $120. Boy, that's not bad. Yo, I got your missing turtle. What are you going to give me for it? That's pretty good. All right, that's it for news you can abuse. Time for this day in history, meaning we get to flip over another day in the calendar. There are 140 days left in the year. August 13th, 1961, Berlin was divided as East Germany sealed off the border between the city's eastern, of course, and western sectors and started building that Great Wall in order to halt the flight of the refugees. What happened in the end? Tell me. You all know. In 1846, big difference there, the American flag was raised for the first time in Los Angeles. In 1910, Florence Nightingale, the founder of modern nursing, died in London. She lived a long life, 90 years old. 1932, Adolf Hitler rejected the post of Vice Chancellor of Germany. He was saying he was prepared to hold out for all or nothing. And, of course, we know how that ended up. What a crazy, satanical guy. He ended up being one of the worst atrocities that we've ever seen, period. And the United States, of course, jumping to the aid of with the Allies to try to stomp out Germany and Hitler. 1960, the first two-way telephone conversation by satellite took place with the help of Echo One. In 1981, a ceremony in his California ranch, President Ronald Reagan signed a historic package of tax and budget reductions. Oh, that would be music to the ears of so many people these days, wouldn't it? All right, Maestro, cue up the birthday music quickly. Let's go to the birthdays. Former Cuban President Fidel Castro, 83 years old. Actor Pat Harrington, 80. Also celebrating a birthday. Opera singer Kathleen Battle, great pipe, 61 years old. Golf Hall of Famer Betsy King, 54. Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family turns 50. Also, actor John Slattery is 47 years old. He's on Mad Men. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Catherine Fiori is 30. Pop rock singer James Morrison is 25 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
We must plan for tomorrow night.
Why? What are we going to do tomorrow night?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to...